ice cream. Yes, that's an actual job, reportedly cited concerns about what he called the continued perception of anti-Semitism. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
About 222,000 adult bed assistance rails are being recalled because of concerns that people could be trapped in them and then strangled by them. The recall follows the death of one person in a residential care facility. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Medical King is now recalling three models of its portable bed rails. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a light northwest breeze in mid-40s expected by sunrise. For your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Northwest winds will continue with highs in the mid-50s. Still plenty of clouds as we start your weekend. Right now, it's 48.
Love me do. pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah! smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
don't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you, I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love ya, need ya, need ya. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you, I need you, need you, won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
see. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't
And timeless hits. WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you. I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
We'll be right back.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Stars fall from the sky for you and
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The FBI has arrested a man from Texas who they believe was spreading pro-ISIS propaganda and planning an attack in Houston.
The FBI believes 28-year-old Anas Saeed tried to provide support to the terrorist organization ISIS and admitted to planning a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. U.S. Attorney Alamdar Hamdani saying a search of Saeed's devices revealed pro-ISIS videos and direct communications.
Included the discussion on his alleged plans to commit violent acts in Houston and his desire even to use an explosive belt.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The FBI says it's been tracking Saeed since 2017. The Justice Department has released a stinging report on conditions at a jail in Atlanta. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Kristen Clark.
The Fulton County Jail had as many stabbings in a single month as the Miami-Dade County Jail had all year. And that's the facility with 1.5 times more people.
During the presidential campaign, President-elect Donald Trump said he'd abolish the Department of Education. So we asked the Washington Post's Laura Meckler just what the department does.
Yes, it administers the federal student loan program. That's probably the biggest thing it does. And as part of that, it sets some rules of the road for colleges. On the K-12 side, it also enforces civil rights laws. I should say that goes for colleges as well.
Researchers say southern and southwestern states have the largest percentage of overweight and obese people. Details from reporter Brett Gibson.
A study in the journal Lancet estimates around 1 in 5 children, 1 in 3 adolescents, and 2 in 3 adults will be obese by 2050. The study's lead author, Marie Ng.
We're expecting the number of people experiencing obesity and overweight to rise to 260 million.
Obesity is at its highest levels in southern states like Texas and Oklahoma.
Another study finds the number of people with diabetes has increased significantly, and many of them aren't being treated. The numbers from CBS's Michael George.
More than half of people with diabetes aren't receiving treatment. A worldwide study by The Lancet found among the more than 800 million diabetics worldwide, treatment rates are dangerously low, especially in low and middle income countries. The number of people with diabetes worldwide has quadrupled since 1990.
The Boy Scouts of America is auctioning off some of its art collection, including some paintings by Norman Rockwell, to go toward the tens of thousands of people, mainly men, who were sexually abused while they were in the scouting program. More than 24 works will be auctioned on Friday in Dallas, the beginning of the expected sale of more than 300 pieces in the coming years. BSA is changing its name to Scouting America. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
America appears to be having a change of heart when it comes to capital punishment.
Younger generations of U.S. adults are far less likely than older generations to favor the death penalty for convicted murderers, according to a new Gallup poll. As a result, overall support for the death penalty in the U.S. has fallen to 53%. That's a level not seen since the early 1970s. Fewer than half of U.S. adults born after 1980, millennials and Gen Xers, favor the death penalty. At the same time, roughly 6 in 10 adults and older generations are in favor of capital punishment. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A Florida businessman charged with kidnapping his estranged wife in Spain is now facing charges in the U.S. that he killed her. David Kaznevich has been indicted on multiple charges, including foreign murder of a U.S. national. He pleaded not guilty in June to kidnapping his 40-year-old wife, who went missing in February. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J.N. Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a light northwest breeze in mid-40s expected by sunrise. For your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Northwest winds will continue with highs in the mid-50s. Still plenty of clouds as we start your weekend. Right now, it's 48.